Welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and I am your host here every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 o'clock. And Vicki, this is Small Business Sunday.
That's right. That's our new thing we're doing at the Carol Royce team. We want to promote small businesses.
Yes, we do.
It's important for us to see our small businesses in our community thrive and survive during these times.
It certainly is. And you know, small businesses, people have been talking, Vicki, about small businesses, and they've been talking about restaurants as much as anything, bars and restaurants. But you know what? We're a small business at the Carol Royce team.
We are.
And, you know, just think about this. Your local dentist, your local CPA, you know, a lot of your local professions are also small businesses.
That's right.
And so today we've got one of those on with us. We've got Mr. Don on today with us, and he's with Arizona Advanced Dental. Don, are you with us?
I am with you. Hello, Carol.
Well, hello there. Listen, to you.
And so, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your program today.
We are, you know, excited.
Well, I just got to say, I've got such great respect for your team of people. I mean, they are so reliable and they really know what they're doing. So again, just thank you for having me on.
Well, you know, Don, this is something, actually an idea that Vicki came up with, because again, we are small business at the Carol Royce team, and we know what a struggle it has been just to maintain, and we've stayed open, and because Governor Ducey did declare us as an essential business. But I would think that in your profession, the dental profession, you're not deemed essential, or when the governor was doing the massive close downs. So now, are you with the that expiring today, the 15th, are you going to be back open? What tell us what's going on with you.
Well, we are, you know, we like a lot of businesses closed down for just about 2 months. Recently, Governor Ducey opened it up to do everything except for non-essential surgeries.
Okay.
And so that's pretty much almost everything that we do in dentistry, except for smile design and extreme cosmetic kind of stuff.
Right. So for your basic dentistry, so I know that I haven't seen you in a while. I need to get in and get my teeth cleaned. So that's now allowable, right?
That is very much allowable. When you consider that we are dealing primarily with treating infections to one degree or another, you think about it, gingivitis, periodontitis, those are all small forms of infection, and the hygienists are helping to treat that. And then tooth decay is nothing more than infection that's infecting the tooth. And so we're treating that. This is all essential stuff at this point.
It is essential. So, Vicki, I know that Vicki is my daughter, and as a child, you had regular dental checkups. Is that correct?
I was raised going, yeah, twice a year, and to this day, still twice a year.
And so, your children, the same thing.
Absolutely.
So you're absolutely right, Don. Dentistry is important, and I've even heard that if you've got gum disease or dental disease, that can promote other diseases in your body. So it's important to stay on top of this.
It absolutely is. It can affect diabetes. It can affect heart disease. It's a whole body. And the mouth isn't just isolated to the mouth. It's connected via the blood with everything else that's going on in your body.
So here's our listeners, and we know our listeners, Vicki, because we're in their homes, and we interact with them so often. They're probably sitting at home thinking, oh my gosh, how is the dentist going to keep me safe? How will you at Arizona Advanced Dental keep me, the patient, safe if I come in for a dental procedure?
Well, you know, that's a very common concern. I think a lot of people are a little afraid maybe to come in to see their dentist. Let me first just say this, that our protocol really for sterilization and prevention of cross-contamination is really to assume that every patient has some kind of potential disease or virus, and that's how we clean the facility. Safety to our patients is, of course, top priority, but I would have to say, this COVID-19 has really caused us to step up our game. You know, we sent out a letter just to let people know, to reassure them that we're following the American Dental Association and mm-hmm. the CDC guidelines,
mm-hmm.
and that they should expect to see some changes.
Hey, that's a good question. Did the CDC issue specific guidelines to you, a dental practice?
Well, the American Dental Association okay. is in communication with the CDC.
Got it. Okay.
And so they work together, and then the American Dental Association comes down with guidelines to explain exactly what we need to do to open up safely.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I know your practice. You are what we call a family practice, meaning that you will do children to just about general dentistry, right, Don?
Just about everything. We treat mm-hmm. kiddos down to 3 years of age all the way until they're really, really old.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do just about everything. We do have a focus, I would say, on cosmetic dentistry. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of smile design and mm-hmm. full mouth rehabilitations, but we also do just fillings and crowns and bread mm-hmm. and butter kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's interesting. How do you change someone's smile?
How do you what?
How do you change someone's smile? Smile design?
Oh.
Is that through, I don't know.
No, that's exactly what it is. You think about it. It's everything that's framed within the lips is what people are going to see. And honestly, the smile is the first thing that people appreciate when they meet somebody. It's the first thing you see. And there are certain proportions that come into play, and gum exposure that we have to think about.
Oh, yeah.
And the
yeah.
shape of the teeth, and there's right. lots of things that go into smile design, but it's very fulfilling.
I would think so, Vicki.
I just want to for you, Don, to share with our listeners how they can reach you and your practice, because they might be listening here today and going, you know, I need to go see the dentist. I'm not sure how safe it's going to be, but after hearing this today and hearing Don, I feel safe going into his practice.
That's a great question. Don, how do they reach you?
How do they reach us?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Our phone number is 480-820-6080, and our website is smileaz.com.
That's easy, smileaz.com.
That's it, uh-huh. Yep.
And you are located in Mesa, and I guess the other question is are you taking new patients?
Absolutely. We are absolutely taking new patients. We are right off the 60 freeway at Val Vista and Baseline. And I would have to say that coming into the dental office is a little bit different now than it used to be.
Okay.
You know, we've taken out all of the upholstered comfy chairs that used to be there because you can't disinfect them. We've put in metal chairs and spread them apart for social distancing.
Okay.
We've got plexiglass at the front desk to protect not only our patients, but our staff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when a patient first comes in to the office, they're welcome to stay in their car and we can come out and get them. Or if they want to come into the reception area, we have a mask. And if they don't have a mask, we'll give one to them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, back in the rooms, we've allowed more time between patients to give time for sterilization and disinfection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the human connection is really important, and I enjoy going into a room and visiting with a patient and getting to know them and catching up and getting to know their concerns. But now I have to go in with a mask,
right?
And it's difficult, but it is what it is now.
That's exactly right. And you know, I love what you've done, Don. And I know that this has cost you some serious money. You've taken out your comfortable, comfy chairs, your upholstered chairs. You've taken out and you've put metal chairs in there. You're letting the patient stay in their car. You'll come out and get them when it's their time to come in. Or they could probably come in and social distance sitting inside your lobby. But you've gone to a lot of effort to keep the patient as safe as possible.
Well, you have to think about all the things that a patient might touch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, gone are the magazines and the book and the little reading materials that used to be in the reception
area.
You really got to think through what are all the things that a patient might touch and can it be disinfected?
Wow.
And we're constantly staying up with the changes that are going on with the American Dental Association and the CDC so that we're keeping everybody safe, including our employees. That's important.
Of course. And, you know, Vicki, last Sunday we had another small business on. It was a restaurant, Sidelines Grill. And, you know, what Christina was telling me was what she had to do to get her restaurant safe for people to come back in again. And I see that, Dawn, you're going through some of the same things. And you are quite concerned and you want patients to return because they need to. But you also want patients to feel that they're in good hands and being taken care of safely.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
Well, to our listeners, you might be wondering why the Real Estate Show is having Arizona Advanced Dental on today. And we want to support small business on the Carol Rice Real Estate Show. And we basically are bringing small businesses on every Sunday now because we know that if the small businesses thrive, our Arizona real estate also thrives. So thank you, Dawn, for being on our show today. We have to go to a short break, but thank you again for being on the show today.
Yes, and if you'd like to reach Dawn, you can certainly do that. 480-820-6080. That would be Arizona Advanced Dental. Thank you.
You are listening to the Carol Rice Real Estate Show. We'll be right back after this break.